You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, February 13th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Some random facts for you because, you know, it's Thursday. So
Thursday.
Happy it's Thursday. One of the most popular slang terms of the 1800s was, "My name is Haynes," which you'd say if you wanted to quickly end a conversation or leave a room. My name is Haynes. Have a good day. See you tomorrow.
Oh, hello? Bueller?
From the 1800s. Every baseball that's used in the major and minor leagues is rubbed with special mud from New Jersey before it's shipped or used in a game. I think I knew that. I'm not a big baseball, you know. I love baseball, but I don't know a lot of this stuff. Well, I don't know. Depends. Pretty sure the ones that come from China are not rubbed with mud.
Oh, gosh.
The screenwriter who wrote Castaway spent a week alone on a desert island for research. Wow.
Okay. I can go with that.
But wait, there's more. A volleyball washed up on the shore.
No.
Yes, which is how they got the idea for Wilson. Castaway. Remember that Tom Hanks movie?
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. That's funny right there.
There you go. Doing your research, which we don't do here on this show. We don't even read
That's
anything.
That's interesting.
We don't read at all. We don't. You know, we're not scholars. We're nothing. All right. There you go. Some random facts for you today. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Tom Hanks. He's.
I know.
Man.
My name is Haynes.
Should have been my name is Hanks.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That would have been good.
Maybe I'll start that now.
You can start that now.
My name is Hanks.
And then you leave the room.
Yeah.
Or stop the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's going on today?
I prefer leaving the room and going back home and going to bed. I'm going to walk into work this morning and say, my name is Hanks. And turn around and walk out.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with her?
She's got the crazies on her. Uh-huh. It's back in stock and just in time for Valentine's Day.
That?
The candle that Goop claims smells like lady parts and sells for $75 is back in stock.
Thank the maker, because, you know, that's what I was going to get my wife for Valentine's
Day. Now, before you laugh, keep this in mind. Two things.
Yeah.
One, Goop laughs all the way to the bank.
That's true.
And two, the candle is already sold out twice.
I know, right? It's like, and it's $75 for a flipping candle.
It launched in January.
I don't know that I want
sold
to
out twice.
Burn a candle that will make my whole house smell like that.
Vagina?
Yeah. I don't know. Is that supposed to make you aroused or, I don't know.
I don't know.
If you want your woman to get in the mood,
that's probably not the smell.
Yeah, not
with
burned. The, yeah, right, right. Mm.
We originally told you about the candle named This Smells Like My Vagina.
Yeah.
Last month when it launched.
Yeah.
And while the original story was that Gwynnie herself smelled the candle and claimed it smelled like her, well, according to Goop Labs, the unique scent is achieved through a blend of floral scents.
So Gwynnie's smells like flowers. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Is that what you're saying?
Is there a fish with a flower name? And while some have pegged it as a publicity stunt.
Well.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know about that place. You know, this is a place with the $15,000.
It's for the every woman with, you know, $500 pairs of shoes.
Right,
so
right.
It's, you
so
know,
you
every
get a
woman but me is what they're saying.
You get a $75 candle that smells like your hoo-ha. I don't know.
The developer wishes to clarify that the candle's name refers to the person holding it, not Gwynnie herself.
Oh, I get it. Even more weird.
Yeah, because say you're going to break up with someone and you say, here's a gift for you.
Smells like me.
Or
smells like me.
Geez.
The damn thing is selling out. What does that say about society? It's like, oh, that's a great idea. It's $75. What could you do with $75?
I could do a lot.
You could buy one prefixed dinner at Valentine's Day at your favorite restaurant for $75. Not you need another $75 for your,
I could
your
shop
your
on
your
Amazon.
Mate. You could shop on Amazon. That's 7 months of Netflix.
True.
You could Netflix and chill for 7 months. Seven months
of chilling.
So who needs to light a candle for that?
Even though Kim,
my name is Hayes.
Even though Kim thinks she and Kanye could handle expanding their family,
oh God no,
she's against the idea.
Thank the maker. I can't believe it. Why would they want more spawn?
Well, Kim was on a legal podcast this week.
Because that's who asked her to be on podcasts, are lawyers. How do you like that? Oh, it's Kim Kardashian, and she wants to be a lawyer when she grows up. Let's have her on our podcast today.
She's on a legal podcast, and she's talking about having kids.
Well, you know.
I could do two more, but I just don't think I should. I just can't do more because I really want to go to school, and I really want to do all this stuff. I'm going to turn 40. I don't want to be an old mom. I think four's good.
Four is good. Four's done. I mean, look, it's not like she's going to pop them out herself. We know that. They're going to go hire a surrogate if they want more kids, because that's the way they have to, that's the way they have to conceive. We know uh-huh. that. So, you know, and I don't want to take away from the fact that she's a mom uh-huh. with nannies.
Uh-huh.
But really, the whole... I can't imagine the whole pregnancy part being a stress physically on her.
Nope.
You know, right?
And being a mom isn't that much of a stress because, gosh,
she's got nannies. She's got people. She's got people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm done.
I
spent my 10 minutes with you today. Little Chicago.
So Kim was asked on this legal podcast, because it makes so much sense.
Sure.
She was asked about paying enough attention to North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm.
Yeah.
She said, I think everyone needs attention. And just think how my mom is 64, and we still don't stop bugging her.
Yeah. If anybody knows about needing attention, it's Kim Kardashian. My name is Hayes. You know who's got a couple of kids? Halle Berry. Halle Berry's got a couple of kids.
Yes, she does. John Van Camp.
By two different dads.
Yes, and neither one of them is you.
And I think, well, it's true. Well, not that I know of anyway. I don't know. She beat up one of her husbands, I think, didn't she?
Well, he was a bad guy.
You were going to say the D word. I saw it
starting to form
in your lips. You were starting to say the D word.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. All right.
I was going to say jerk, actually.
I know you weren't. I did not say come out of your lips. I saw he's a. All right, with that,
my name is Hanks.
Her name is Hanks. My name is Haynes. We'll see you tomorrow. Maybe we'll talk about the 21st century instead of the 19th century. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.